Listening comprehension. You will listen to a dialogue between Sheena, a local radio DJ, and Jessica, an image consultant. As you listen, complete the notes below. You will hear the recording twice. Today, I am honored to welcome our guest, Jessica Chang, to our studio. Jessica is an image consultant with Image Sparks, and she will share how image plays an important part in a successful interview for those who want to enroll in institutions of higher learning, such as polytechnics and universities.
Thank you, Sheena. It is an honor to be invited to WFM 93.9.
So, Jessica, please share with our listeners, why is image so important?
Many people have the impression that it's only about dressing appropriately and being polite during the interview. But presenting an image is actually more than that. Planning what you do before, during, and after is important.
For the benefit of our listeners, would you like to explain each part in more detail?
Certainly, Sheena. So, the before stage requires you to research and gather information about the institution that you are aiming to enroll in. This would be things such as the location and address, the kind of events and activities that they are best known for, what is their internal student support system like, who is the head of the university or faculty that you are interested in, etc. Remember to prepare questions that you may have in order to clarify any doubts that you may have. This information will impress your interviewer as it shows that you are keen enough to want to join. In addition to research, all of your paperwork should be in order and neatly kept into one folder or file in case the interviewer asks to see your qualifications and experience. It is sometimes helpful to ask people you know who have done this before. These preparation efforts will give the candidate confidence.
Thank you for that, Jessica. I never thought of the research part. How interesting. Let's move on to the next stage.
During the actual interview, it is important to dress neatly and appropriately. An impression is formed in the first 7 seconds of a meeting, so it is crucial that the interviewer has a good impression of you from the start. As the interview proceeds, it is important to maintain eye contact, an open posture, as opposed to arms folded across the chest. Smile, stay calm, do not fidget, and most importantly, breathe. It is okay and sometimes necessary to stop to think before replying. Interviewers understand the nervousness of interviewees, so it's really okay to take a little time to think of your answers without rushing into it.
That's a great tip. Is there another step after this?
Yes, there is what I call the after stage. At this stage, it would be appropriate to send a short email or letter thanking the interviewer for the opportunity, and that you are looking forward to a favourable reply. This act completes the process and it shows the interviewer that you have followed through and appreciate the time taken for the interview. These are good values to have when considering the candidate for a place in the institution.
So there you have it. All you need to know about how having a good image can set you up to be accepted and to have success. Thank you once again, Jessica, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today.
You are most welcome. The pleasure is mine. Good luck, everyone.
Today, I am honored to welcome our guest, Jessica Chang, to our studio. Jessica is an image consultant with Image Sparks, and she will share how image plays an important part in a successful interview for those who want to enroll in institutions of higher learning, such as polytechnics and universities.
Thank you, Sheena. It is an honor to be invited to WFM 93.9.
So, Jessica, please share with our listeners, why is image so important?
Many people have the impression that it's only about dressing appropriately and being polite during the interview. But presenting an image is actually more than that. Planning what you do before, during, and after is important.
For the benefit of our listeners, would you like to explain each part in more detail?
Certainly, Sheena. So, the before stage requires you to research and gather information about the institution that you are aiming to enrol in. This would be things such as the location and address, the kind of events and activities that they are best known for, what is their internal student support system like, who is the head of the university or faculty that you are interested in, etc. Remember to prepare questions that you may have in order to clarify any doubts that you may have. This information will impress your interviewer as it shows that you are keen enough to want to join. In addition to research, all of your paperwork should be in order and neatly kept into one folder or file in case the interviewer asks to see your qualifications and experience. It is sometimes helpful to ask people you know who have done this before. These preparation efforts will give the candidate confidence.
Thank you for that, Jessica. I never thought of the research part. How interesting. Let's move on to the next stage.
During the actual interview, it is important to dress neatly and appropriately. An impression is formed in the first 7 seconds of a meeting, so it is crucial that the interviewer has a good impression of you from the start. As the interview proceeds, it is important to maintain eye contact, an open posture, as opposed to arms folded across the chest. Smile, stay calm, do not fidget, and most importantly, breathe. It is okay and sometimes necessary to stop to think before replying. Interviewers understand the nervousness of interviewees, so it's really okay to take a little time to think of your answers without rushing into it.
That's a great tip. Is there another step after this?
Yes. There is what I call the after stage. At this stage, it would be appropriate to send a short email or letter thanking the interviewer for the opportunity and that you are looking forward to a favourable reply. This act completes the process and it shows the interviewer that you have followed through and appreciate the time taken for the interview. These are good values to have when considering the candidate for a place in the institution.
So there you have it. All you need to know about how having a good image can set you up to be accepted and to have success. Thank you once again, Jessica, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today.
You are most welcome. The pleasure is mine. Good luck, everyone.